1. Can't we just talk? Learning to Speak Dog by Jacqueline C. Nielsen, DVM, DACVB. Lady looked so sweet, curled up in her bed, that her new owner, Kate, couldn't help herself. She just had to kiss her dog. As Kate approached the dog bed, Lady's body stiffened ever so slightly, and her head dropped about half an inch. Her neck extended forward, and her tongue flicked up to lick her nose. Lady's dreamy gaze intensified to a hard stare, focused on Kate. But Kate was sure Lady would enjoy a little attention and continued to approach. After all, Lady had been in the shelter for several weeks before she was adopted, and their first week together had been great. Lady really seemed to enjoy all the petting. As Kate got closer, she heard a low rumble. Lady's upper lip trembled and lifted slightly. When Kate bent over to kiss Lady, Lady made a horrible guttural sound, lifted off the dog bed, and threw herself, mouth open and teeth snapping, toward Kate. Kate pulled back, shocked. It was all over within seconds. While Kate wasn't physically hurt, emotionally, she was devastated. What type of monster had she adopted? Could she live with a dog who showed such unpredictable aggression? Some variation of this scene plays out in living rooms across the country every day. It may be between the dog and a person, or between two people. Yes, people snap at each other too. Except we usually use angry words rather than our teeth to communicate. But we are expressing the same idea. The reason for all this discord is usually a lack of communication, a misunderstanding, or expectations that haven't been met. Despite the way things seemed to Kate, Lady was not being unpredictable. In fact, she'd said everything she could possibly say in dog language to tell Kate not to kiss her. The stiffening of her body, the hard stare, the snarl, the growl. This is dog language for stop. I'm not comfortable with this.